UMass Amherst is just over halfway through a two-week lockdown after a spike in COVID-19 cases on campus. Cases are falling. 400 were reported yesterday versus 600 on Friday. But in the meantime, the school is requiring students to stay in their dorms except to get food and attend essential appointments. Student gatherings and outdoor exercise are banned. Classes are all remote. For a look at how students are handling this, we spoke with Sarah McKenna, who's from Pembroke. She's a senior at UMass Amherst who lives off campus, and she's part of the Student Government Association. We started off by asking her about how she's been coping.
I've been holding up well. I have a roommate, and we've been self-sequestering together. I'm able to drive to go get a meal, which is allowed under our guidelines. However, we've been trying to stay away from going out in the community except for groceries. We've been hearing from a lot of students through surveys that we've done that their mental health is struggling right now. They are right now stuck in their dorms for almost the entire day, except to go get tested twice a week and to go get food a few times a day.
Yes, I understand that the university is prohibiting undergrad and graduate students from walking or running outside or going to off-campus jobs for work during this time. How is that affecting people's lives and their well-being and livelihoods?
I think it's been very difficult for students who are living on campus to not be able to walk around. And some students have expressed that that's really the best part of their day is being outside. We've seen 1 in 4 students has expressed that their work has been impacted by this shift to high risk. And we're pretty upset in the Student Government Association that the university is expecting students to go 2 weeks without earning any income, especially during a time of such financial insecurity when students need to pay for rent, food, and other essential items.
So you've asked the administration for a response. What's the school administration said?
Yes. So it was a 2-part issue. We were able to get the administration to agree to pay all student workers who work on campus for all of their scheduled shifts until we are out of this self-sequestering period. Unfortunately, we are still putting all of our power behind advocating for our off-campus workers and asking the administration to say that they will not sanction students for going to work off campus. They're only offering a up to $300 micro grant, and we're fairly certain that they don't have enough to serve all of the students that need this micro grant. So we're really advocating for them to just allow students to go to work.
The shelter-in-place order was put in place for 2 weeks. Are you worried that it might be extended?
I am concerned that it may be extended if students don't continue to comply with guidelines. I think students are pretty frustrated when they are following the guidelines and see so many students not following them by attending large gatherings like the ones that have been reported on. Even small gatherings in dorms, which we've seen a lot of, can contribute to the spread quite substantially because it's so difficult to track those small clusters. And so we've been emphasizing to students we really need everyone to comply with the guidelines, follow best practices, wear your mask at all times, and hopefully we'll be able to get out of this 2-week period very soon and start moving down in our risk levels.
What do you think the long-term fallout is going to be for this lockdown?
I hope that a positive comes out of the lockdown in that students will recognize that their actions that may not be following the guidelines do have extreme consequences for both them and the people around them. And hopefully we'll be able to spend the rest of the semester with all students practicing very safe living under these current circumstances. But I do think that students are going to come out of this and kind of be grateful to be able to do things again. I just hope that it doesn't escalate.
Sarah McKenna, UMass Amherst Senior Secretary of University Policy with the Student Government Association and a native of Pembroke. Thanks very much for speaking with us. We appreciate it and good luck.
Thank you, Bob, for having me.